Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As a New York fan, I think we're always kind of looking for that next, like, all right, well, if this is done, like, what else can we look forward to? And right. I think, you know, for me, I think Aaron Judge has been just the one consistent, like, this guy. I mean, he's given New York a lot. The Yankees, yeah. It's been incredible to watch. But the other thing, too, Gio, and this may be a hot take.
You got hot takes?
I might have a hot take.
Yeah.
I am so excited for the Giants.
Really?
Wow. You know.
That is a hot take.
No, it is a hot take. and I'll tell you why. And you know what? I'm just also going to say, I do this every year.
Okay. All right.
But this, I also say this every year. This year feels a little bit different. Like, I always was a fan. Like, I'm a Daboll guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always trusted Daboll.
Yeah.
I think he's great. I think that they made a lot of... I think the worst thing that the Giants could have done was go on that Hard Knocks season.
Because
think it opened up, like, what was going on behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. I think it really put things into perspective. But now, they make these moves in the draft. They got veteran QBs. They got, it seems like, and listen, take it with a grain of salt, what Russell Wilson said the other day about them being, the camaraderie being incredible. I kind of believe him. Like,
I don't want to rain on your parade, and Giants fans, they're always on me for being too negative, but they've been so bad, and I really want them.
No, they have been.
I mean, and trust me, I want them to do well. Like, all the Giants fans are like, oh, because you're a Vikings fan, you only care, you want to see the Giants lose. That's not the case. I can't deal with this anymore, these two teams losing, so I want them to do well. But the problem with the Giants is, even if you're excited about the roster, you look at the division and their schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's going to take some major overachieving just to get to 6 wins.
Yeah. I think for me, as a Giant fan, as a lifelong Giant fan, what would satisfy me is to have somewhat of, like, a respectable season.
Yeah.
Because last season, you watch that and you're like, this is not even football.
Yeah.
It's excruciating to watch.
Well, especially when you look at the rest of the league. So if you're like, you're betting on games, you're playing fantasy football, and you have an eye on these other games, and you watch, you know, Josh Allen against Justin Herbert or something, it looks like they're playing a different sport.
I think...
look at this schedule, man.
No, I know.
I mean, look at this.
No, I know.
I mean, the Commanders aren't a pushover anymore.
Well, so I was going to say, the Commanders are even, they're a great football team, too. But, I do think that what they got going on, like, look at Daboll. See Daboll just waving his finger around over
there? Yeah, listen, I like him a lot.
I really think that they're finally coming to fruition. I may be the most wrong I've ever been.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to, as a Giant fan, like, this is my favorite part of the season, because you can say all this stuff and they haven't played a single game.
Right, of course. And then if they're terrible, you're like, well, I was just going out on a limb. Right. We all knew they were going to be terrible.
Right.
So it's fine, and I'm a fan, and I want them to be good. I guess, so if you're John Mara, this is, I think, one of the big problems that happened at the end of the season was John Mara coming out and saying that I'm keeping Daboll and Shane, and I know it's an unpopular decision, and I better be happier next year at this time than I am right now.
Right.
Which was basically saying that these guys,
when you're out.
Yeah, it's essentially an ultimatum, but I just wonder what that is. I understand what it looks like, and sometimes win totals aren't telling the whole story. But, like, if you're John Mara, what is the season that the minimal season that you need to have to keep them?
I think they've set the bar so low that I just think that any sort of good football.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, I mean, seriously, good football where, like, Giants fans are talking about the game. I mean, I wouldn't even flick on past the first quarter.
That's so bad.
Like, what I'm saying is I think a successful season for the New York Giants is some sort of just string it together. Like, we may not go to the big game. Hopefully we're in playoff contention, but anything just beyond what we've been getting.
Yeah, just be competitive.
Just be competitive. And know that on Sunday, if I'm watching the game, it's going to be a game.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I know things went haywire with him in his second year, but like that first year of Joe Judge when they went 6-10, like they were 6-10. It was not a good season,
right.
But they looked different. They looked more competitive.
Right.
Now that thing fell apart really quick. But that's the type of season I could see. If it's a 6-win or a 7-win season, that's the season that I could see John Mara, even with that low win total, going, okay, you know, I feel like we're going in the right direction. But also, it's, you know, if Jackson Dart can get in to a few games towards the end of the season and looks good, that's
like
going to help their case, too.
I like Dart. Dart, man.
I didn't love the pick. I felt like it was a bit of a reach, but I do. Like, there's, like, when Zach Wilson, I don't know if this means anything, but, you know, Jackson Dart went to the same high school as Zach Wilson, and that's a tough thing for me.
Yeah.
But I will say, when Zach Wilson came here, I mean, he looked like a child. Like, he looked like a little douchey child when he was with the Jets. Jackson Dart kind of looks like a young John Elway.
I think.
Like, he has that presence about him where he looks like a man already, which may mean nothing. But, like, I could never see Zach Wilson with that face and his haircut being a great quarterback. Like, when you see Joe Burrow, you're like, all right, that guy could be a great quarterback. Like
he's a baller.
Like, Jackson Dart, it looks like a man already. And not like these little kids. Like, even like when Daniel Jones came into the league, he's just like, ooh,
right.
Kind of doofy looking.
You know, but I think. I think, again, like, Dart fits, you know, like, he fits Dable. He fits that whole vibe. If you watch, like, the tapes on him talking to Dable when he was in those meetings, like, you could tell, and I agree with you, I think the level of maturity is huge. I mean, you think about it, it's a fast-paced, long-season, hard-nosed thing that they're doing. It's almost, I mean, I know, like, some of my friends that play in the league, they're like, we're going to war.
Yeah.
And that's a mentality. And I think Dart really possesses that. And then he has, I mean, say what you want about Winston and Russell Wilson, where they're at now, but those guys have seen some stuff. They've been involved in some big moments. So I'm, as a Giants fan, I'm the most optimistic I've ever been.
Yeah. You know the Mr. Unlimited clip with Russell Wilson, right?
Listen, man. That guy. I hope he takes us to the promised land.
But
let me tell you something. That guy is a walking meme.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, the stuff that he said, I don't even know if he's serious.
I think he is. I think he's trying to be serious, but he also thinks he's funny, you know?
But like that's the part where that really gets me.
Yeah, to be that out of touch.
Well, you know what? It's like he's the type of guy, if like you say a joke, before you finish it, he laughs. And you know that he don't even understand.
You're right.
And listen, I've
then
never
he gives
met
you
a the
pat
guy
on the shoulder. Yeah, hey, man. Yeah, good.
You
seeing
start
you.
Telling. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited.
Like, what even is that? That I just
no,
listened
no, no,
to?
No, it's so.
And weird. Then, but then, Gio, on top of that. You got Jameis Winston.
Oh yeah, but I mean, he is so entertaining.
I
and
love
funny.
Him,
and he I don't know. Sometimes I feel weird about it because he was accused of some really horrible stuff at Florida State, and he never ended up getting criminal charges. But I mean, there was some bad things going on. But he's now turned himself into
That I didn't know.
One of the most
I had no clue.
Yeah, entertaining guys in football. So I don't know. It's one of those things though that it's like Tyreek Hill had that. horrible thing before he got drafted where, right. you know, I, so there's like, there's sometimes, you know, I struggle with that from time to time with Jameis, but I mean, who he is right now and what he, you know, that's a long time ago. Who he is right now is one of the most entertaining players in professional sports.
Period. Yeah, I totally agree. Have you seen him licking his hand?
Same oh, yeah, the eating a W.
Eating a W. Imagine being 6 foot nine, 390 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jameis Winston's licking his fingers before the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.